The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
Rachel is on the phone today for War of the Roses to catch a cheater. She's been with her boyfriend Mike for just about a year, and now she thinks he might be cheating. Rachel, I'm sorry you had to email the show and come on about this particular subject. It's not the most fun thing in the world for you, I'm sure. Tell us a little bit about why you think your boyfriend Mike is cheating on you.
I know he cheated on me, but he is still contacting me and saying that that he didn't.
Really?
So basically, yeah. So I'm just trying to pretty much catch him and just prove, like, leave me alone and this is what happened. You did it.
So you know he cheated on you, but has he been lying, saying that he hasn't or something? What happened?
Well, it's kind of ridiculous. It's been over a year, actually. We met on Tinder, but it turns out we go to the same college. And this semester, it was great because we actually have two classes together, and we both live on campus. So I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome.
Right.
So on Saturdays, we don't work and we don't have classes. So it's kind of our day to kind of study. We have the TV on, just relax. But yeah, kind of catch up on work. And it's nice that we can share notes and stuff. So we have this lit class. I took his notebook and I was just kind of copying some notes and stuff. I was actually, we were going to have a test. And I just accidentally like flipped through a couple of pages. Oh my God. And all I see is Rachel doesn't know, like keywords like cheated, had sex, like just, you know, these few like words. What? And I closed the notebook and I ran into the bathroom and locked the door. Mm. And so he didn't really understand what was going on first. So then I needed to really read through it. And so basically it was just whatever. He'd gone out with friends. They like, he was leaving the park, bumped into this girl that he'd always had a crush on, that he knew from high school.
What?
And then they ended up like hanging out the rest of the night. And
oh,
it goes
God.
Into like the moonlight in her eyes and the fireflies and just, you know, just very like,
he was writing it like a journal entry.
And it was a journal. Yeah, exactly. But he also does sketches in there. It's kind of like notes, journals, sketches, all that stuff, like ideas and whatever. So then when he realized, he was like, babe, where are you? I was in there like, you cheated on me. I can't, who is this girl? And he was like, no, babe, stop, babe, don't read that. You know, and my roommate was home. And so my roommate could hear what was happening. And so then my roommate was like, listen, you need to leave. Like right now, you need to go.
Your roommate kicked him out.
Yeah, because he overheard and he was just like, you know what, dude, you have to go right now. She doesn't want you here.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm devastated about it. And he was trying to get in touch with me. And basically he started saying like, oh, no, it was a treatment for a screenplay I'm working on. But it's like, okay, I don't believe him. I'd love to believe him. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Wait, so you guys aren't together anymore?
We haven't officially broken up, I guess, but I haven't seen him.
Okay, so you guys are still together. You're just not talking to him really right now.
I don't want to talk to him or see him right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't believe him.
Right, and you want to find out for sure?
Yes, okay. I would like to find out.
What was the girl's name? Did you see that?
Yeah, it's Jessica.
Yeah, of course. Since you guys are in college, do you get calls from the bookstore a lot?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Well, we'll call from the bookstore maybe, and we'll just say, hey, you're this month's lucky winner, and he's won a bouquet of 36 long stem red roses to send to anybody that he wants. And we'll see if he sends them to you or if he gives us somebody else's name, okay?
Okay, that's great.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he is cheating in your War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater next. Right in the middle of War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater, if you're just joining us, Rachel is on the phone, and she thinks that her boyfriend, Mike, has already cheated on her because they go to college and they've been dating for about a year. And the other day she was looking through one of his notebooks and there was a bunch of notes in there that looked like notes from him cheating on her with someone else. She asked him about it And he said that it's a treatment for a screenplay for some literature class or something that he's writing, that he's writing. But Rachel doesn't believe him. She hasn't broken up with him yet. She hasn't really seen him in a week. He's been trying to get a hold of her, trying to talk to her. It keeps telling her that was for the class and it was for a screenplay. She doesn't believe him. So we're about to call him from the bookstore at their school and say that he's this month's lucky winner of 36 long stem red roses that he can send to anybody in the world. And see if he sends them to Rachel or gives us somebody else's name. All right, Rachel, are you ready?
Kind of, yeah, I am.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, this is Luke calling from looking for Michael.
Yeah, this is him speaking.
Hey, dude, what's up?
Nothing much. I thought I took care of that balance a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not calling about that, dude. I'm calling to say congratulations.
Oh, for what?
Well, congratulations because you got the flowers, dude.
What flowers are we talking about?
You know the contest thing that we're doing.
I was not aware, no.
We're doing this contest, okay? So it's like we're just randomly... You know, we're selecting like random students who bought books here. Congratulations. You won 36 long stem red roses that you can deliver anywhere in the country. You know, some people send it to their parents. Some people send it to their boyfriend, girlfriend, stuff like that. So congratulations.
Well, thank you, I guess. So what do you need me to do?
If you know who you want to send them to, I can just take the information right now and then like get it all handled and sent off. I would just need the first and last name of the person, and then anything that you want to put on a card, like if you wanted a card, and then the address, that's all I would need.
Okay, yeah, great. Let's do it. So I want to send it to Jessica.
And then did you want a card with it?
Yeah, we could just put like, thank you for a memorable experience.
Memorable experience.
Yeah. I mean, how much more can I listen to this? I'm sorry, I have to say something. I can't listen to this anymore. This is so hurtful.
Busted. Mike, this is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name's Jubal.
Mine's Alex.
I'm Christian Grey Snow.
And we do a segment where we catch cheaters, and your girlfriend Rachel thinks that you cheated on her because she found something in a notebook, and she wanted that confirmed. Yep. And then go ahead, Rachel. Have at him.
I don't even understand. If you did it, just own up to it. You did it. It happened, you know? And now you had, like, another chance. If you, all this time, you've been trying to, like, get back with me and just, like, no, it wasn't, I didn't cheat on you. It was this big lie. And you actually had a chance just now to maybe make it up to me, send me fires, like, something, and yet you still want to, I don't pursue something with, I don't want to. I don't want to say anything bad about this girl because it's not her fault. It's your fault. And
no,
I'm completely disgusted. And you know the worst thing is that because it's my fault, I ripped out those pages. And you know, Josh, that's my roommate. But Josh was like, "Don't read it, girl. Don't read it." But I wanted to really look through all the details. And it's like now I know everything. And I had hope maybe it was, like you said, a treatment for a screenplay because I wanted to believe it.
This is your whole thing, big misunderstanding. Okay, I do want to get back with you totally. And this Jessica, it's not what you think. Like, it's exactly what I explained to you, that she's part of the screenplay that I'm writing.
Hey, and, Mike, and, I think you're yeah? I think you're good.
Yeah.
Honey, I think you're just...
We can drop the screenplay.
I think
thing.
It's very obvious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're lying.
That's the most unbelievable part of your screenplay.
Come on.
You're lying to yourself.
You guys too? What is this?
Why would you not send the flowers to your girlfriend?
That part.
Well, she hasn't been responding to my, like, text or phone, so I don't know where I stand with her. And I kind of just wanted to send a thank you to Jessica.
Yeah, that might actually be a good thing. Send your, well, the girl that I guess you're, well, it's still your girlfriend, trying to be good with because you're cheating on her. yeah. Why not send her the flowers?
You think it's in her flowers.
It's just felt so cold between us that I really didn't think flowers were going to change anything.
Yeah, well,
because
you don't want her back. Because you actually just...
No, I totally...
Oh, you
I
do.
Wouldn't
you
be
want your cake and eat it, too.
Time.
That's right.
That's not at even remotely how it is, but and who are you guys to judge, honestly?
Well, I mean, you are cheating and you are lying, so how is that? I don't know anything.
Look,
I'm just so hurt right now, and I moved on campus for you. I gave up a really nice apartment because you wanted us to be close together, and I'm sick to my stomach, and that's it. It's over. I'm so beyond hurt, and I don't want to hear from you ever again. That's it. I'm done.
We can totally get past this, and I love that you moved on the campus.
And I see what you're doing, Mike, trying to, like, get me back and get Jessica, and you can't have your cake and eat it too. And I'm going to take all those pages that I ripped out of your notebook, and I'm going to post them all up on the union so everyone can see what kind of a scumbag you are.
No, you can't. Come on. Don't. That's really unnecessary. Come on.
Guys, the union is this. It's kind of where everybody hangs out, and there's a bulletin board there, and yeah, why shouldn't I? Warn other girls,
mm-hmm.
like what an asshole you are. And Alex, thank you for, like, grilling him for me.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's like, at some point, just, like, own up to it.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much, guys. And Alex, thank you so much for grilling him, because he knows, I just appreciate it. I appreciate all you guys. And I'm going to go now and take all those pages I ripped out. I'm going to make copies of them, and I'm going to post them up all over the union.
All right.
You said he can't have his cake and eat it, too. Once those pages are posted, he'll never have cake again.
The Jubal Show on demand.